skiing and the science behind it. Imagine a beautiful winter day in the land of 10,000 lakes, also known as Minnesota. You are at a ski resort and you see a bunch of people wearing skis, boots, and winter clothing getting ready to go and have some fun in the snow. In this group of people is a family of four, a mom, dad, a little girl around the age of 7, and a little boy who seems to be about 5 years old. The mom and dad are helping the kids get ready for their first time skiing. They put on their snow pants, boots, jackets, helmets, hats, and mittens before heading outside to grab their skis. When they get outside, they join the rest of the group of kids that are learning to ski. The funny instructor tells the kids to grab their skis and takes the kids over to the bunny hill, where they stand at the bottom of the hill. He goes over the instructions for how to put skis on, as well as how to move about with the skis. The kids do a little bit of practice by moving in a circle. Then the kids start to practice on their own. The two kids seem to be doing very well. It looks like they are ready to go up the hill. They ride the J-lift up the hill. When they get to the top, they get in a line in order to take turns to ski down the hill. The instructor's directions are to weave through the cones on the hill and then stop at the bottom. The little boy goes first. He starts slowly down the hill. He weaves through the cones on his way down with ease. As he is halfway down the hill, the instructor signals the little girl to start going down. You can see the look on her face. She's very nervous. She starts slowly down the hill. As she starts going down the hill, she is increasing speed. She is now panicked. Instead of weaving through the cones, you see her close her eyes and head straight down the hill. There's one little problem, though. Right in front of her is her little brother. He does not even see her coming, and her eyes are closed so she does not know what is right in front of her. Pretty soon, crash! They collide and roll down the rest of the hill. They stop at the bottom with their skis no longer on their feet. Through this real-life scenario, it shows the concept of inertia. Inertia is the tendency of a body to resist a change in motion or rest. When the little girl ran into the boy, he disturbed her forward motion. This ended in the little girl rolling down the hill. The girl disturbed the boy's motion as well. Instead of the little boy weaving down the hill standing up, he also went rolling down the hill. This happens because of Newton's first law of motion. Newton's law is, an object at rest or in motion will continue to be in the same state unless acted upon by an external force. This means that an object will keep doing what it is doing until something comes along to change the object's original course. Going back to the story, the girl would have kept going straight down the hill unless the boy was there to stop her. Although, if you think about it, if the little boy did not stop the girl's momentum, who knows what would have. In conclusion, think of something that you see every day that would be a good example of inertia in Newton's first law of motion. It is amazing how many everyday things could happen to you without you even thinking about the science behind it.